Hi babes, my name is Tran and I'm a 20-something-year-old just trying to navigate life. Walking to the beat of my own drum, I'm excited to take you along my journey. Showing you that through authentic living, a whole lot of self-love, and intentional actions in the right direction, you too are capable of creating a life that you're obsessed with. So are you ready? Because I thought so. Let's go. Hi, my love. Welcome back to another episode of Girls and the Gays. It's such an honor to have you back for yet another episode. Again, girl, where is time going? I need to stop freaking starting every single episode with the same thing, but how is it nearly almost April? It is Aries season and I'm walking into the 26th year of my life. What the hell? I remember starting the podcast like literally being 21, 22. Around that age, and now I'm 26. I've walked so many different seasons with you, and I'm starting to get emo here, so I need to stop. But I am just so thankful for you, and just thank you for being a part of this journey with me and sticking it out. I am actually probably in Vegas at the time that you are listening in real time. I am in Vegas right now for work, so right now, presently, I'm not. Duh, I'm like recording right now, but by the time you're listening to it and I've published it, I am literally in Vegas the week of the 24th, 25th of March right now of 2024. I feel like the episodes, every time I publish them and I like re-listen, it always feels like I'm entering a time capsule of the past. So I like just to share with you kind of my present so that one day once we're listening in, or maybe you're listening into a later time, you're like, this bitch was in Vegas for his corporate job. Yes, like I still am very much working my corporate job while balancing everything. Don't even ask me how I'm doing it. That might be, that is, girl, an episode for another time. And I'm sure we discuss about it all the time, but I feel like I don't elaborate much on that side of my life a lot. I'm always like compartmentalizing my 9-to-5 life and then like post 9-to-5 and between it all. So I always feel like I'm this Hannah Montana moment. But anyways, I am just rambling. I more so just wanted to set the scene here, just saying again, one, thank you for sticking it out with me. Number two, I cannot believe I'm turning 26. That just means like I've been podcasting for what, like 4 years now, which is insane. And just three, I'm so thankful to have you a part of this journey and just also getting you up to speed as to where my whereabouts are in this current season of my life. I am just, again, overwhelmed with gratitude right now, and I just wanted to get you acquainted with kind of what's the lay of the land and where things are at, because that also comes with me just letting you know this podcast episode might be a little bit shorter just because I have a lot on my docket. I still need to prepare, pack, clean, and get ready for my trip. But that is not without me obviously tuning in and having a bestie check in with you. I cannot let you go a week without a podcast episode. Hello, long, short, or whatever. I know the besties have been DMing me and telling me like, girl, I need your episodes to be longer. And girl, do I know. I love longer episodes myself too. But just sometimes I do not have the bandwidth. But with that said, I still always am going to pop in and have a pulse check with you. So I'm here. Long or short, girl, you know that I am here for you and I am going to hold you accountable. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode, mini-sode, if you will. Today, why I was inspired to discuss with you is because anytime I'm reflecting on time or reflecting on where time's going, I'm always also reflecting hand in hand with goals. Am I on track? Am I doing the thing? And am I pacing towards what I want? And it's not because I want to rush where I want to be, but it's more so wanting to be intentional with how I am spending my time and how am I forecasting each month, each quarter, whatever it is, each day that amounts to the goals that I want to take, right? Because if we are not pulse checking and keeping that pulse and keeping that intention with where we are, where we are trending, and the goals we have set from the beginning of the year to each quarter, to each month, each week, each day, so on and so forth, we can very much easily derail or start to go into a direction and we never knew we were going down, even if it is inadvertent or unintentional. So I want to take this time to reset, refocus, and discuss what does this next quarter of life need to look like for you from a personal, professional perspective, whatever that is for you. And what do you need to do in order to strategize to stay steadfast in the goals that you have set out? And how are all the steps you're going to be taking aligned with what your quarter needs to look like in order to also match the version that you want to be by the end of the year? Okay, so let's roll the freaking transition sound and let's get right into the steps I've outlined for you. Number one, I have reflection. You need to create space currently to reflect on the past and your present. What worked this last 3 months from the top of the year? What has worked? What hasn't worked? What can you now leverage from that data to reassess and strategize for the steps that you are going to take moving forward? Knowing what didn't work is equally as valuable as knowing what did work. So now that you know, okay, like I have the last 3 months from January, February to now, presently March, again, you're listening in real time, this podcast episode, you have the last 3 months of data of like, okay, like what worked, again, what didn't. And now you can assess and reevaluate and make sure you reposition yourself for the next 3 months. If you don't create space to kind of look at what the data once was, I think oftentimes it can be such a slippery slope to be derailed and go down a path maybe a year later, 6 months later to look back and be like, wait, I'm not where I want to be at all. And this isn't the path that I really had planned for myself. If we tie this to an example in business terms, that's why accounting, I remember studying in accounting in business school, accounting basically looks at historical data for a business in order to make better decisions for the future. So if we thought about that in terms of your life, it's the same thing. Create space or some time, even an hour or 30 minutes in your day to reflect on what worked well, what didn't, so that you can reassess and reevaluate as to what steps you need to take and what you need to plan for the next 3 months. This segues perfectly into my next point for you. Number two, planning. Planning is so freaking key because I think oftentimes we're like, well, I'm so busy right now and the hype of the new year is gone and all of the excitement of the beginning of the new year is now has subsided and you're in your day to day and you're like, well, I have all these other things to do. I'm busy. Well, bestie, don't you think your plate is going to continue to be full? Girl, you're going to only have more responsibilities as you have work, personal life. Maybe you want to plan for a family. You're going to get married someday. All the things you statistically, and as we all get older, we're only going to get more busy. Life never slows down. If you really think about it and you really plan it out for the next 10 years, it's only going to be more crazy, but it's up to you to create that intention and hold space for yourself. So that's why, again, first one was holding space to reflect on the past. Now you need to hold space with that data to plan forward, to move forward and plan for your success. You are not going to succeed if you do not have a plan. You are not going to succeed just by throwing some stuff up on a vision board, manifestation board, and think that you are not going to have to put in some elbow grease. So now leverage the data from the past and present to strategize. What is the strategies you need to implement and what do you need to execute on in order to succeed? I love reminding myself macro vision with a micro focus. What I mean by that is I have eyes on the prize, eyes on what I want to be in 3 months to this next year, whatever, play it all out. Where do I want to be in a year, 2 years, and then break it down by quarter and now have a focus on a micro level by each week and even each day. Every day, you have to consistently remind yourself to tap in and have focus. A sporadic mind, if you feel sporadic, you feel like you are very reactive to everything, bestie, you didn't create a plan. You did not create a plan to succeed and you did not set yourself up to succeed. When you find yourself very reactionary, you need to hold space. Hold space to ground yourself and find intentionalism in your day. Create that time, create that space, so hold space, deep breaths, journal it out, create a plan and then react. And I know there are times in your life where you will have to be very reactionary and there is no kind of like that gap to then sit down, plan. I get it. But in moments where you can, in moments where you have a moment, you have to find that time, you have to create that space to embody that intentionalism so that you at least create a plan to succeed. And anything that kind of comes up, any anomalies along the way, you can deal with it, right? But if you do not create a plan at all, you create more of a space for reactionary and no proactivity and not planning ahead and planning for potential, you know, mishaps along the way. You can't obviously plan for every little unexpected moments of life. That's what makes life life, right? That's what makes shit fun. But I do also think that having a plan also allows you to have more kind of structure to succeed, and also structure if and when things that are anomalies pop up, you still can react appropriately. So the emphasis here is obviously being proactive as much as you can, creating space and holding space to be intentional and having a plan to succeed. So therefore, I just want you to know, control the controllables. It's always about controlling what you can and having room for that spontaneity in life, because that's, again, what I said is just life. That's what makes life dynamic and exciting. So while we have that room for that spontaneity in life, we do also have a plan to succeed and structure in place for that strategy that we want, for what we foresee and what we can foresee for the coming future, and not just letting life happen and not having a plan to create some type of regimen where we want to be and where we want to go, and also, again, having loose expectations. So with that being said, the last thing here is execution. Now that we have this plan, with also openness for what life has to bring forth for us, we can embrace it all by executing. Executing and taking steps towards the goals you set for yourself and carrying out on the promises we've made for ourselves allows us to build that self-love, confidence, and discipline for who we are and who we are in pursuit of. You don't like people who are flaky, right? You don't like people who say one thing but do the other, or that person who always complains about their boy problems but they do nothing about it, or you give them all this advice and they're like, yes, you are so right, but they do nothing about it and they continue to stay in this misery loop. You don't like that. You don't like people who do that, right? So why would you ever do that yourself? Why would you be the person who isn't going to take the advice or take that awareness and actually execute? And when you know better, do better. Don't just know better and do nothing. Don't just know better and stay stuck and choose to stay stuck and in that merry-go-round of misery. That is not the life that you are destined to live, especially if you're listening to a self-development podcast like this. I know you. I know you are destined to be great. I know you are destined to do great things in this lifetime. So you also have to be the person who creates the plan. Well, first, reflect, gather the data, reflect, creates a plan and strategizes for their success, and then actually executes and carries out on the promises they made for themselves, because all of that is going to build your self-pride in yourself, that self-discipline, and that self-love. Now that you have a plan in place, and now that you know from right from wrong from this previous 3 months of your life and this past quarter of your life, now you can move into this next 3 months of your life with that clarity and then execute with that plan in mind, controlling the controllables along the way with loose expectations as to when you will hit the goal, and just true admiration and excitement for whatever's to come, because you have your eyes on the prize and you're locked in on what you want in this next 3 months and how it's aligned with your future self. I am so excited to see what this next quarter of life has in store for you. Please do not stay small. You have so much ahead of you, and I'm so excited to see what's in store. Do not let life fly by the seat of your pants. Take initiative, take charge of your life, and really see what you are made of in this next 3 months. Buckle down, stay focused, and continue to persevere. When it gets hard, this is when it's just getting good, because it's qualifying you, it's teaching you something, and on the other side of it all, it's going to bring you so much pride and fulfillment as you contribute and expand in a massive way. So let's go through everything once more. Number one, reflect on the past and present. Gather the data in the past in order to plan forward. Number two segues perfectly, plan. Without a plan to succeed, you are going to feel lost. Create a plan and stick with it with loose expectations so that you can have spontaneity in your life and enjoy life for what it is. Lastly, execution. Take the steps. The steps lead to clarity, self-love, pride, and discipline. Make sure you continue to show up for yourself and execute on the goals that you have aligned for your future self. I'm so excited to see what this next quarter and next few months has in store for you. I know it's only great things. And until next time, my love, I will chat with you so soon. Have an amazing rest of your day. Bye, bestie. Mwah. My love, if you enjoyed this episode just as much as I enjoyed making it for you, please do me a favor and get onto social media. Help me get the word out by tagging me. What was your favorite part about this episode? Please go ahead and let me know. I'm excited to hear from you. And until next time, have a blessed day. You got this.